Perashat Mishpatim, the Pasuk writes right in the beginning, Ve'ele ha-Mishpatim asher tasim lefnehem. And these are the ordinances that you should place before them. Rashi comments on the words asher tasim lefnehem, that you should place before them. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, said God to Moshe, Lo ta'ale al da'techa lomar, don't think to say, Eshne lahem haperek v'halakha bet o gimel pa'amim, ad sheteh sedura b'fihem, kemishnata. Do not think that all I'm asking you to do is to teach them the halakhot two or three times until they know it by heart. Ve'eni matriach atzmi lavinam ta'ameh davar u'pirusho, and that you're not obligated maybe to give them the reason behind the law and the rationale and the logic. Lachen ne'emar, asher tasim lefnehem, you must place the Torah in front of them, kishulchan aruch, like a set table, umuchan le'echon lefnei ha'adam, ready to eat. Which means the rabbis are teaching here a lesson that Moshe was not only commanded to discharge halakhot and say over halakhot without any logic or rationale behind them. In that case, it would be a very dry studying. It would be a very bland limud. And the Torah is coming to tell you, you have to place it in front of them like somebody places food. We know when we put food on the table, besides the actual food itself, but the presentation of the food, is a lot of work is put into that in order that the person that's eating it will, his appetite will be aroused. And therefore, we present it in a very pleasant way. And therefore, the food becomes much more appetizing on the one that eats it. The rabbis are teaching us that when one learns Torah, it's not enough that he just studies halakhot, just reading one law after another without knowing the reason why he's learning it. This type of learning can become very boring and can become very burdensome and become very, very routine. And therefore, the Torah might be giving a lesson to the teachers, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that they must teach their students in depth, that each subject that's brought in front of them, they must give them the reasons, they must give them the logic, they must give them the understanding, in order that the student develops a love of Torah. It's like serving food with spices. Then already it's edible. But one just serves a piece of food that's bland, without any flavoring, sure, it has nutrition, and sure, it'll satiate a person, but it's not an enjoyable experience. And therefore, Moshe is being told by God, Asher tasim lefnehem, you have to set the table of halakhot. You have to make it appealing to the students, study in depth. And unfortunately, there are many people that think that the main thing is just to teach book knowledge, and it's important, as many things that you know by heart, and as many things as you could parrot off. But of course, this is not enough. This is superficial. Our children are not robots, or they're not computers. Our children have to learn a love of Torah. And a love of Torah you can only understand and only gain by studying in depth, by giving the child the reason and the rationale. In Hebrew, they call it the sevara, the logic. And that really comes through the study of Talmud, through the study of Gemara, which really expounds the logic of the Torah and the precepts that are brought in therein. And therefore the Torah is telling you, Asher tasim lefnehem, that just as Moshe was obligated to set the table, so to speak, and teach them halakhot, where they'll enjoy it, where they'll toil for it, where they're able to delve into the reasons, so too it's incumbent upon those that are studying Torah to learn the Torah and plumb it to its depths in order to understand it and in order to keep it enjoyable and appetizing.